On Air Coach Podcast number 4 with Nels Mahoney and Tracy Lee. Coming up, when things don't go according to plan, what do you do? Double Acts on Air. It's all about the chemistry. And when you think you know it all, that's the point. When you're most likely to fall on your arse. Ever get one of those days? Miss the alarm clock. Car gets a parking ticket. Your radio show completely falls apart. And to top it all off, it's raining. We all know those days. Even us.
We did a YouTube live yesterday, and you know how it went? I'll tell you how it went. It went shit.
It was really crap. Yeah.
We thought it was crap, right? We thought we'll do a YouTube live. This'll be good fun. We got all our content ready. We've got loads of things to deliver. Once we hit go live, the energy died.
And then you were thinking the same thing as me. You're saying, you know, I wish I could actually turn this off now and just stop. Yeah. And I was thinking the same thing, but we couldn't actually. We had to just keep going forward.
Yeah.
And we couldn't stop it. We were like, okay, we're going to have to. Why isn't this thing happening? Like, we did one last week and it was like, bang, bang, bang. Yeah. It was great. The energy was fantastic.
Do you know the way when you're on the air, we've talked about this in the past, and you're feeling great, not a bother on you. You walk into the studio, hey, you say goodbye to the person on before you. Yeah, all set. You turn the mic on and the first words out of your mouth and you think to yourself, oh, I'm not feeling it. Oh, crap. And you start struggling and you overcompensate, don't
and
you?
And especially if you've just done a killer of a show the previous day and you come on and you go, raring to go, yeah, I'm ready to go for my show today. And then, what is going on?
Yeah.
Why aren't I in the zone? What's happening? And you start getting into that train of thought, then it's playing on your mind and you get worse and worse and worse and you can't pick yourself up because you're just in that.
And you know, when you listen back, we always listen back to our stuff just to make sure it's all right. I didn't want to listen back to yesterday's. I'm going, no, I'm fine.
Let's just delete that.
So the lesson is, we all have this thing where we start with the best intentions and we're all prepped. We're all professional about everything and then it can fall on its arse.
Some good double acts over the years. Lauren Hardy, Batman and Robin, Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire, French and Saunders, even Zig and Zag. But what if it doesn't work?
Here's another nice mess you've gotten me into.
We were just in Ireland and the UK over the last 10 or 11 days. We got back yesterday, the day before yesterday. It's all a blur. Anyway, we were listening around. We were coaching a couple of breakfast shows over there. And in order to do that, we thought, oh, well, let's listen to the competition, right?
We were recording a few shows and we were looking at the different shows and how varied they were. And it was the ones for the younger audiences, the ones for the older audiences. And we were trying to compare how the breakfast shows were sounding.
Yeah.
And ripping them apart and tearing them to shreds and seeing.
Yeah, so we could do a market comparison, I suppose, would be the technical term for it. So one of the things we found was there was a particular morning show in a particular market and it was their first day. Now, it's a bit cruel to listen to the first day. And
they're just finding their feet on that first day. So you kind of give them a bit of leeway. You say, you know, these guys.
It's almost like a golden rule with us,
isn't
it?
And they're getting their chemistry, especially if they're doing a double act, they're getting their chemistry together. So,
however, I've been on the launch of a couple of stations, you have as well, where you do dry runs and you go through all that stuff before you go live on the air, yada, yada, yada. This show is hosted by a veteran. The main anchor is, he's a veteran guy. And the other person is a lady, male-female duo. And so we tuned in thinking, oh, I'm going to see how this goes. It wasn't good. Right, it wasn't good.
It was actually uncomfortable to listen to.
Great fun from a professional standpoint because you hear how everything can go wrong, right? You know that feeling, right? When you hear someone really screwing up, you turn the volume up and you go, that's me sorted, but.
And I mean, you're listening to them saying, you know, well, I listened to you before and you were, what's happened? What's going on? Maybe it's the chemistry between them or maybe there's the dynamics are just not working.
Yeah.
And then you say, okay, right, only this first day, second day, give them a chance. We listened for a few days and it just wasn't picking up. It was
It made me think, right, and this relates to what we're talking about earlier about us not feeling good about yesterday's YouTube live, was the fact that it doesn't matter how long you've been doing something, it doesn't matter how great you think you are or how you perceive yourself or whatever ideas you have about who you are as a pro, it's always possible to fall on your arse. Always possible. And you fall on your arse most easily when you think you have it all
sussed,
everything figured out. That's when
you think that you know completely everything.
I'm done.
You know?
I'm done.
And you start building that ego of, you know, yeah, great. I don't need to know anything.
And everybody's telling you, great. Oh, you're this. You've been at this for years. Oh,
and you're living up to that expectation then.
True. A little bit like yesterday with the YouTube, we thought to ourselves, well, we've got an expectation. Anybody who watches this expects something from us, so we're trying to live up to that. And you can't live up to what you think someone else expects of you. So when you think you have it sussed, that's when it's really easy to fall on your arse. You've ever done that first gig in a radio station, you know, the first hour, your new shift, and you're looking at everything, the mic, you're making sure you've got everything, you're triple-checking everything. Over time, you stop triple-checking everything, you got it sussed then. And that's when you hit the wrong cart, or that's when you hit the wrong hotkey, or that's when you don't link two songs together and they stop in this dead air.
You just lose that alertness, that awareness that you had when you were, you know, learning.
Alertness is a good word for it. That's a good word for it.
I mean, you have to keep learning. You never stop learning in life. You keep learning. You learn every day from something. You try to better yourself every day and you know, learn something from your mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. If you don't make mistakes...
Well, I've made three, let's be honest about it.
You've made three mistakes already here.
Heck, they were the three, actually.
Not completely perfect.
They were the three mistakes. I did them on purpose just to see if you were paying attention.
Oh, I was paying attention.
Shit.
All right.
But you know what else I was wondering, right, about this morning show. Great gig, right? Morning show in a major market, nothing wrong with that. And I was thinking, you know what, though? The guy didn't sound really happy to be there. I understand. If you're offered a gig, right, if you're offered a morning show, and maybe you're doing weekends, or you're not even working, whatever, and you get offered it, you're going to take it, right? You're going to go, shit, I could get 5, maybe 10 years out of this sucker if I really play it well. So you're going to take that morning gig, aren't you? You're going to do it. But if you're not 100% committed to it and you're not fully invested in what's going on, you're fooling yourself. I understand. Look, we got to pay bills. We got to do all that shit. We got to do whatever we need to do to work. But
that's the point. I mean, you can get to a place, you can get to the top radio station, the one that you've always dreamed of, the one that is expected of you to be in, and you go, I'm here, I'm in this station where I've always dreamed of, I wanted to work alongside this person and that person. And then you get there and you go, first day, oh, this is good, yeah. Second day, a year down the line, you go, I'm not happy here. I should be happy because this is what I've always dreamed of, I've always wanted, but it's just not doing it for me. I'm not happy, but I should be because this is the dream job that everybody wants.
Yeah, and it's very confusing when that happens, isn't it? Because you believed that this was going to be the ultimate thing.
Exactly,
for you.
And you start beating yourself up.
And you try. And
you
know what else
you're going, you know, that must be something up.
But you know what else you do? You start trying harder.
Trying harder, and you start copying the rest of the people around you, trying to be like them. And you start losing your own identity.
Thank you. You lose
and your own personality.
Yeah.
Which brought you your passion to be on the radio.
I got that impression listening to this show that they were trying to live up to what they thought they should be, rather than inventing who they now are. And they just didn't sound happy. Neither of them sounded happy, actually, to be quite honest with you.
They didn't sound in their zone at all. They didn't sound comfortable what they were doing in that moment.
Again, granted, new breakfast show, but we've listened since and it hasn't really improved. Technically, it's got better, but the energy and the chemistry...
It's just not there.
It's not there.
It's not there. And as a listener, you pick that up.
Yeah.
Like what we say, when you are a listener, your senses are more like hearing everything that's going on because you're visualizing. You've got a bigger visualization of when you're listening.
Of course.
And... you know, the listener picks that up instantly.
So the bottom line we came away with was you have to be, ultimately, you have to be where you're happiest.
I feel good. Happiness. So we want in life that balance. Happy in your life, relationship, your job. Are you happy? I got you.
Christian O'Connell went from Absolute Radio. He's gone to Melbourne now to Gold.
Absolute, national broadcaster. We all know
national
Absolute Radio.
Broadcaster.
Has Christian O'Connell won every single award in the industry? I believe he has. Every single award that there is to win.
Just like a household name he is. Everybody knows Christian O'Connell.
You think he has it all going for him? And he did. Well done him and all that. We all take our hat off to him. Quite the broadcasting icon. But he's gone to a single market, Melbourne, Australia. Not national, not networked, just one city. So why did he do that? He didn't... I've brushed past him in that things, but I've never actually spoken to the man. So I can only imagine he did it for personal reasons. It was a lifestyle choice, right? The family have all moved. He's up sticks, packed, everything's sold, they're gone. They are gone. You don't do that just as a pure career. You don't move from a national station in the UK where you've won every award to one market in Australia. And a small market, it's not Sydney, right? So, well, not small, but you know what I mean, relatively speaking. So why did he do that? Why did he do that?
Exactly. Well, for instance, I've seen people who've gone from big stations to ending up in local radio stations at the middle of nowhere. And everybody expects them to be in a level, you know, more or less the same in another national station in that country. And end up in a local station. You're like, how's that working out for you? Actually, it's working out really good for me. I've got a great PD, a great team of people.
Small.
And we just get on like a house on fire. And the place is, the energy around is just buzzing. Everybody just wants to do really well. And the station is number one in that area. And I love it.
That can be enough. You have to look. And if you're in a gig right now, and let's say there's some toxic people around or management isn't supportive, whatever's going on. I know it's going to sound really corny, but you have to find your happiness there while you're there. It's really important that you find something that makes you feel good about it every day. Anything.
At the end of the day, it's all about you. Yeah, you're doing that job and you have to be happy doing that job. Think about why you got into radio in the first place. And going to those bigger markets and not being happy, that's only making you depressed and down and questioning your actual career in radio. Is this for me? They start going, you know, that's not for me. I thought radio was for me. I loved it. Why is it not working for me? And you start doubting yourself, getting down yourself.
We've done that. I've had jobs, right, where I'm flying along. Get fired, leave, whatever, go to a new job, and it's just not working, and it's just not happening, and you think, maybe I've just fallen out of love with radio, maybe I don't like it, and then you move to another gig, and you're firing again, because the atmosphere is right, you feel well.
Yeah, it happened to me as well, when I went to National Station 2, and I was like, what is going on? I mean, this is my dream job.
Yeah.
And I actually blamed the whole computer system, because I thought, okay,
blame the bloody equipment again. Engineers love that.
It was just being lazy radio, like what James Crittenden was talking about.
Yeah.
This is lazy because I'm just watching a computer playing everything. I'm not actually physically doing anything anymore, putting in CDs or mini discs or whatever. Yeah. I'm not doing that anymore. So I'm just kind of twiddling my thumbs in between going, what am I doing next?
Bottom line is, listen to yourself, because you're only fooling yourself, as they say. Oh, all our mothers and fathers said that. You're only fooling yourself. But kind of you are, because you do get caught or found out eventually. The only person who finds you out is you.
Don't feel guilty if you are happy in a smaller station. Enjoy it. And I mean, the reason people feel guilty is because of other people, what they expect of you. Listen, if you are happy in that place, stay there. It's all about you at the end of the day. It's all about your wellness too. It's all about your life. I mean, take radio out of the equation. Are you happy doing that job that you're in? Because at the end of the day, it's only a few hours that you're in that job. You got to go home. You got to have your life. And if you're not happy in that job, that's affecting your whole life. So you really gotta be happy in every aspect of your life doing what you're doing. If you're living in an area that you don't like, you move, don't you? You change, you make that
change.
People
move house all the time.
Exactly. And you can go from a big house to a small house and be the happiest.
We've done that. True. You know, we've downsized completely, and it's great. Last point for me on this one is, I think this particular host thought he has a reputation. And for me, the way I sum up reputation is what you think other people think of you. You can't actually prove.
It's all perception.
It's all perception. You can't prove reputation. Only you feel it. So it's what you think other people, even I'll go further, what do you think other people may think about you? That's even how vague it is. So if you can get reputation out of your head and just enjoy who you are, find how to make yourself happy.
It is basically all about you. at the end of the day, and your happiness and how you feel during your job.
Oh, and here's one great thing about moving to a smaller market. When you move to a smaller market, the cost of living is less. So it doesn't matter if you're making less money, because it's all relative.
Sure is.
If you're living in New York City, you need to be earning some decent coin to pay the rent. If you're living in Great Yarmouth in England, you don't need as much money as you do to live in Manhattan. So it's all relative. So find what makes you happy. Have a think about it. If you're happy, oh mate, knock yourself out, go for it, like run with that one. If you found your place right now, run with it and enjoy it.
Exactly.
We take our hat off to you like that, the same way we do to Christian O'Connell going to Melbourne. Fair play, mate.
The road to happiness. To get there, you need to ask yourself some brutally honest questions along the way. And listen to your gut. Listen to others too who give you advice, unless you're French and lost on a small island in the Med.
One of the things about going back to happiness and finding where you are, about listening to yourself, we arrived back here where we live. There was it's a mostly English speaking part of the world, right? And we got on the bus. We had to get a ferry to where we live, and we got on the bus. And there was a French couple on the bus, not a word of English, literally zero.
Completely. They asked the bus driver in French, where's the place? And he said, no, you just speak English to me.
No French at all.
Just speak English to me.
So they're lost. They needed to find a destination they were going to. So they hopped on the bus.
And they were so confused. And, and you felt sorry for them. And Nails put it in and he said, a little bit of pitch in French here, and you have to get that.
So we figured it out, right? They need to get on our bus, the 301, connect in the main town, and get the 322, and then go somewhere else, right? So they're like, they didn't understand. Eventually,
about 10 minutes, the guy, they were explaining to them, and they were like taking it on board, and they were kind of confused at the start, and then, okay, we get it. Thank you.
So we arrive at the bus terminal, the bus depot, where we get off. And we say to them, easy, and they go, so they get off
the bus.
We're looking to find out where they can get the 322. We're trying to help them, right? We're coaching them there to get to their destination. So we're going, all right, we can't get it out of our
bloody
system.
Helpers.
For sake, can we ever take a day off? We're such caring people. It's so beautiful. A little tear. So long story short, right? They get off the bus. We're looking for the 322. Next thing we see, they get back on the original bus that we were on. Where does that bus go to? Back to the bloody ferry terminal where they started off. And we're like, no, come back.
And the bus. Like, running after the bus going, come back, you people. It's there. The bus is there.
The bus pisses off back to the ferry terminal. And we're like, what the hell? We're after investigating this. The point we took from that was, sometimes you just have to listen, and you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make a drink. No matter what you do sometimes. And I'm thinking this for yourself. Listen to yourself, all right? Well, we had the analogy was, they started at A, they needed to get to C. In order to get to C, they had to stop at B, right? So we were telling them, okay, here are the steps. Here's how you do that. And what they did was they went from A to B, and then back to A again. So they took
those
the advice.
Poor people, though. The next day, I was still thinking, why did they stay on the
bus? Probably still on the
and
went
round in circles again.
They're still on the bloody bus going, c'est très difficile, je ne sais pas. And we're like, mate, you had your chance. We gave you the shot. But I guess the point was, if you can. Look, let's say somebody says something to you and it strikes a chord with you. Instead of dismissing it and going, I need to work here. I've got this nice gig. If someone says something and it strikes a chord with you, if you feel it in your belly, for example, have a listen to it and just kind of mull it around your head and go, that's actually something I was feeling, but I kind of suppressed that feeling for a while. They kind of knew that we were right, but they weren't convinced fully. They didn't trust themselves to trust us to get them where they needed to go. So
but they did look at it. There was a point where kind of it registered with them, and they went, yes, okay. So we thought they were okay. We thought, right, they're fine there.
Yeah.
They're fine. And then we see them up and back on the bus.
Yeah.
But it's true. I mean, you can give all the advice you have and all the knowledge you have to somebody, even when we're coaching, and then a few weeks down the line that they're great, they're doing well, they're really improving, they're really feeling what the advice that we're giving, they're putting it to practice on the air. And then a few weeks later, you're not coaching them and you turn them on and you go, oh no, all those bad habits come back again.
That's human nature when you're not being monitored. I'm not talking about air checking, strictly speaking, but just, you know, mentored. Mm. You know, the PD or someone just having a chat with you for 5 minutes every week is fine, just to keep you on your toes and let you know that somebody's looking out for you.
Even the PDs, you're giving them advice, you're giving them all the knowledge, you're doing your job, you're directing them where you, as a professional, think they should be going, and you're seeing their potential, and you see, you know, you could use that more now, you could do this, you could do that, and you're giving them, you know, creative ideas, and then you see them not taking it. It's like having a teenage daughter or son, and you're telling them, giving them all that advice in life, and they're listening to you, like, yeah, okay, and then back to square one. They're just not listening to you.
Well, we're always banging on to PDs. We talk to PDs every day, and we're always banging on about the fact that you need to listen to your presenters. Instead of just telling them all the time what to do, listen, ask them what they want, and listen, have a conversation. Ian Lee, when I did an interview with Ian Lee last year, and he was saying one of the best people he has was his current employer, because they have a conversation about the show. And he said, and here's the word he says, and can you believe it? He says, we compromise. And he's going, what a phenomenal idea, actually compromise. And it's true.
Okay, so if you've got a teacher in school, think about all those teachers that you had in school, and pick out the ones that made an impact on you in life, the ones that you still remember. They were usually the ones that talked to you like a human being and not like a child. And go to the corner, you know, because those ones scared the bloody life out of you.
Scared the shit out of me there. I was going to go to the corner for a second. Childhood memories.
But, I mean, you do remember those teachers that inspired you more, but they talked to you like on one level. They actually listened to you, your opinions.
Actually, do you know what? I'm just thinking here. You know, we were talking about if you're not in a perfect place, you're not fully happy yet. You can create a different environment yourself. You can do that. You can take charge. You don't have to be a reactor all the time. You don't have to always react to the environment around you. You can influence the environment around you. So if you're the person that comes in with that happy demeanor or that positive attitude or whatever the hell you need to do, you can change the toxic people.
Exactly. You can let them know
it's okay to be happy here, and it's not all shit. And like every radio station I've worked in, there's always the one toxic person. You know, there's always one who goes, oh, this bloody place, oh, see what they want us to do now. Oh.
But they have an impact as well on the rest of the people, so you can't let that bring you down. Just because one person is moaning in the building, and you're loving it, but you're listening to them going, maybe they have a point here, maybe, you know, don't listen to that one person. You know, go with your gut instinct. Are you really happy in that job? Are you really enjoying what you're doing? Is your PD, you know, great PD who's taking on board your ideas and putting them to practice, working alongside you and making that show better?
Here's one thing.
That's a great PD when you got one like that.
Sure.
Here's one
thing the toxic person always says, oh, I'd love to get out of this place. Oh, this, you know, they're always looking to leave. Well, feck off and get out. No one's tying you to it.
And then you contact them 10 years down the line.
They're still there.
How are you getting on? Still in the same bloody job.
Quick story for you. Working in Vancouver, radio station there, 1993. Program director called me, and I think I've told this story before.
You with your stories. He's always...
I love a good story. He told me, I think I've told him before, he called me into his office one day. Right? He says, how you doing, Nels? I'm like, I'm okay. He goes, you sure? And we had this tape. He clued into me. He knew that I was feeling something. There was something going on in my head and I wasn't fully in the show. And he said to me, I want you to take the next week off. I'm like, kind of, oh shit, I'm being fired. You know, radio DJ, I'm fired, I'm screwed it up. He says, no. He says, come back the next week. He says, I think you need to take time off. We won't dock you pay or anything. Come back refreshed. And I thought, what? I learned some. Gordino is the man's name, by the way. He's still out there, Gordino Media, and he teaches out in BCIT in the college as well in Vancouver. A great radio guy, but a great human being to see that. Yeah, and when I came back on air, not only did I feel better, but I wanted to be better for him because he trusted me and he allowed me that space. I've never had it happen before or since, but he was the man that said, I trust you to go away, come back and be better. And I think you need this. And I really worked for him.
He was in tune with you.
That was the smart part. He was in tune.
He actually cared about you.
He gave a shit. He gave a shit about the person. Oh, actually, he's the same guy that I said. I interviewed him a few years after I left when I started coaching. And I said, I'm curious, Gord, why does nobody ever leave your radio station? And he goes, okay, let me think about that. You know, so he thinks things through. He said, let me think about that. And about a few days later, he goes, hey, Nils, Gord here. How to think about that? And he says, I think the reason is because you have to love your employees. And I'm like, Love.
What a good point.
He actually used the word love in radio, and he goes, yeah. We're back and forth. He says, yeah. He says, I know it's not probably a word that you hear very often, but if you love your employees, that comes through. And I was like, blown away. Talk about a learning curve. Love your employees.
Wouldn't you just love to stay in that just because of that?
I had 3 great years there. Fantastic. The only reason I left was to go back to the UK for a year. Otherwise, I probably would have stayed in that station for a long time because of him. Just because of him. And that's all.
Back to the school again. It's like the headmaster of the school. Yeah. You got a cool headmaster who is like saying hi to all the kids and, you know, having fun with them.
That's right.
It has that knock-on effect down to all the staff, all the teachers and all the kids. And it's just a happy.
If the person in authority respects you and loves you, a like it even be good, wouldn't it? We'd all settle for a likes you. I mean, how many PDs around the world like their presenters? Probably quite a few, but not all of them, right? And I think if you're going to lead, you have to like, don't you? Love is an aspiration, but like will do. Like will do. And treat everybody with respect. So you can be that change. You can be that change. Tush Guy says, if you as a PD show you really care, the jocks will care for him and the station, and it becomes a real team effort.
Fantastic.
Absolutely, Tush Guy. Totally right. It's all about respect, isn't it? And you learn that as you get older, but you can be that change. You can be the change you want to see in the world. Who said that?
I know, you're the man somebody with all the books and the quotes.
No, look, I know a load of quotes, but I can never remember who bloody said them.
Tracy, I've got a book that you could read.
Oh, I've got a book about
nails.
That book.
I don't actually read books.
I've got
I'm a more
book.
Of an audio
book. I've got a book about that book. You might want to read that.
Can you bring that book over?
I'll bring that book over.
A really good example of a PD, Gordino from CJJR Vancouver. Show them love and you get it back. As well as a ton of respect. Keep it classy.
Listen, it's been better. We did better today than we did yesterday.
Oh, totally relaxed.
A bit more comfortable today.
I think probably a beer or something out in the...
We're going to sit out on the deck. It's nice and sunny here. We're going to have a little brewski and relax and enjoy.
Oh, before we go, Radio Star. If you have never, ever, ever been on the radio before, you've been listening to the radio for years going, you know, I could do that stuff. I could give that a bit of a try. Then... this is for you. Watch out our social media, watch the Facebook, watch the Twitter, watch LinkedIn. We'll have it everywhere.
It's going to be amazing. We have a job
it's
for the person
be
as well.
So good.
We've got a job on an FM station for the person too.
Can't
so
wait.
How many times do you get a guaranteed gig?
And we will coach you and we will have you fully prepped for that show.
Hey, thanks for all your feedback. If you'd like to get in touch with Nails and myself, onaircoach@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.